Good morning. Oh, man. So I always have a lot to share off of my heart for you. And it's like God sets a table before us. And it's always going to be truth and revelation. And it always comes from deep in his heart, you know, because he wants us to get things. I don't know how he does it. You know, I don't know how he can be so patient with us when we keep failing over and over and over again. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Thank God for mercy over judgment, right? Because, you know, there's just that reality out there. And he's just like, I'm going to teach it to you, no matter if it takes you 45 years or something, whatever. You know, we get locked into the natural so quickly, you know, so quickly. More than you and I really want to admit. That we're even though we're born by the Holy Spirit, we still stay locked into the natural so easily. And I think that's that's one of the reasons, you know, Watchman Nee has that book, Release of the Spirit, you know. That he says that your soul, your mind, will, and emotions are blocking the spiritual godliness that's really inside of you. It's Christ inside, the hope of glory. But your natural mind and your soulish mind keeps blocking the way to God's true blessings. And we get riveted into the natural really quick. And it starts to take on a force of its own. See how Christian was talking about how she was supposed to be there to help her co-worker in her own mind. But see, that's how your natural man can interpret the scriptures, you know, the preaching or whatever. So we've got to get past ourselves. We have to get past the flesh. We have to get past the soulish part of us. The will, the mind, the emotions, right? One of the big rubs about PWM is you guys don't entertain enough, you know. They might not say the word entertain, but that's, you know, some people call it, you know, the preacher doesn't hack, you know. Or you guys don't shout. Well, you know, if we don't shout in the spirit, I love shouting, but you better do it in spirit, you know. Too much of it in the natural goes on. And we call it that church. Shelly May. Right? So this is stuff we can have fun with, you know. But it's also very, very serious. We were talking this morning before the service, and Pastor Jerry was talking about a neighbor that she had said, hey, you need to think about coming to church or whatever. And the neighbor said this to her. The neighbor said, I told the Lord, if I ever get out, I am never coming back. I've been to too many, you know, too many services, too many affairs, whatever. And I'm tired of church. I'm tired of religion, you know, basically. And that's what happens. If it'll happen to us all, whether we want to admit it or not, if we don't get in the spirit with these things. And so that's, you know, we have to find the reality of it. You can go with a system so long and you never really got into the life of God. You just went along with churchdom, as they say. And so we have to always be careful of that. And so what I'm going to share this morning is just another iteration of that. I was listening to Pastor Roz. She was reiterating about the healing after service. Don't let it go by you. You know, whenever you get, you know, there are people, and this is what you got to see with that. You know, it's really healing is all in the spirit too. In other words, your body can go back there, and they can pray over you in the spirit. You can feel like or sense I'm healed. Your body might stay the same, but in your spirit, there's healing took place inside of me. So she said, don't go in with your mind, natural mind, thinking a certain way. There's got to be certain things. Just receive, take away your preconceived notions, and thank God for his healing virtue. Because he is a healer. Not only is a healer, he brings health. So that you don't have to get sick. So, but you know, those are other lessons. Okay, so I got to share this. Christianity is not soulish. You know, when I say soulish, that's probably because I can say it to you guys, but you know, there's spirit, soul, and body. Remember the teaching on spirit, soul, and body, and Ron would do the, you know, his spirit, his soul, his body. Soulish is the whole entertainment, is the whole emotions, is just you know, and most of Christianity is soulish. Generally speaking, most of Christianity is soulish, you know. If I can move JR, if I can say something to pump him up, and then he can stand up and shout hallelujah, and then that makes Mike say it, and then Rob says it, and then Rocky says it, and Jerry does cartwheels, and we had a good time in church today. Amen. But I never entered the kingdom. Where healing is. Where love is, right? And Christian saying that this is, I couldn't walk in love if I wasn't in a house that was growing in the spirit. You know. So a lot of our failures are due to the fact it's still kind of here in the soulish realm. And, you know, I tell you, we're going to keep praying for people. You know, Lord, we're going to learn how to get in the spirit until sickle cells become no longer sickle. Circular cell. We got circular cell in the spirit, see. But you see, it's got to be in the spirit. We got to find the circular in the spirit, see. You know, we can read it in the natural and say, oh, that's, we want it. And then we can pump it up. But somehow God's got to get us into a whole nother land with that reality of that. See, and here's what I realize. So I can tell JR is the only one listening to me. So here's what I realize. I'm messing. Here's what I realized. You grow. You grow, and I say, God, why have I prayed, you know, for 40 years and only two prayers been answered? This is my commercial branding for prayer teaching on Wednesday night. Because I finally found where I belong. And I realized, you know, that there's divine order. And here's what the scripture, there's a scripture in 1 Corinthians 15 that says, flesh and blood will not enter into that kingdom. So your first thinking about that is, okay, you know, we're going to die and spirit goes to heaven. But I'm talking about the kingdom that you live right now, that God calls you to for this whole new lifestyle. And he says to you, flesh and blood, your natural thinking, your natural reasoning, your soulishness cannot inherit the healing or answered prayer or the higher love walk or praying in the spirits. Flesh and blood, I have to get out of my soulish self. It's like God said at the cross, it's like he said, I'm closing a door that I'll never open again. It'll never open again. I won't go that way ever again. I close the door to the natural. As far as you and I are concerned, he closed that door. So, you know, there may be a lot of iterations. Do I sound funny? It's a little disturbing to me. Drew, I don't know if he can clear it or. So we got to grow, right? BJ, we got to grow spiritually. We have to find ourselves. You know, Christianity just cannot be this emotional roller coaster. that some days, you know, we go by what our emotions say, and some days we feel good, some days we feel bad. Some days, you know, if we just get up enough tears and enough display of how we feel, then God will move. If I can entertain him enough, you know. If I can pat my feet strong enough, if I can pray long enough, if I can, you know, you can do all that and still be in your soulish man, still in the natural realm. Okay, so I got to slow down inside me because I'm trying to go too fast. A lot of Christianity is based on this. A lot of our lives are based on this. A lot of our thinking is based on this with God. You trying to distract me? That's a weird sneezing. But here comes God. See, here's what I saw. Here's what we're going to see. Here's what PWM's going to see, because there's people waiting out there for reality. Okay. So here's John and Patmos. And he says, I got in the spirit. And so when I start getting in the spirit, right, forget about his experience. That's what the Holy Spirit was trying to teach us, Shelley, from that experience. I got in the spirit, even though I'm in Patmos, even though I'm in prison, even though I'm in prison to the world and to self and to the natural, even though I'm in prison, I got in the spirit. Right? So now we can start dancing, Cheryl, in the spirit now, because you can see where I'm going. See, once I get in the spirit, there's a new day. There's a new reality. Oh, wait a minute. I'm in the spirit now. I got beyond the closed door. I got beyond the closed door. It's still close to my neighbor. It's still close to the world. It's still close to the most brightest human mind. But I got by it. I got in the spirit. The door was closed on the world and the worldly mind. You know, the natural man can't perceive the things of God. The natural man can't perceive the things of God. The door closed to him. Because when I died on the cross, Jesus says, I'm opening up a whole new realm, and I'm the door. Right? I'm the door. Nobody gets in here into the reality. Flesh and blood can't get here. Right? So we're falling in love with the door. Right? It's not a set of rules that you try to follow. You fall in love with the door, and he opens up. What else did John say? I heard. What did John say? When I was in the spirit of the Lord's day, and then further on, he said, I saw an open door. He got into another place, right? Pastor Roz was sharing this, that she had a dream. See, this is one of the ways that God gets us past the door of the flesh or the natural, where flesh and blood can't. He gives us dreams. I'm going to give you dreams, Shelley, right? I'm going to give you dreams on the other side of the door. And this is where you start to learn. Okay. This is where reality is birthed. On the other side of the door, right? So if I keep trying to get free on the natural side, and I get pumped up and my soul gets pumped up and I'm feeling good this day and I know it's going to work, but I'm still on the wrong side. It feels right. It's religious. The scriptures, the words over there, and you say, I got the word for it, but it's still on the wrong side of the door. Because when he resurrected, he opened up a door, and so we have to walk in the power of the resurrection. the door's closed. Unless you go to the door himself. Flesh and blood cannot enter into this kingdom. So you can toil in the flesh. You can cry, God help me. Why did you let this happen to me in the flesh? You know, I'm a better person than that. You know. And here's the Lord. Pastor Jerry said this on Saturday. Thank you, Pastor Jerry, for Saturday. You did good. Finally. But see, this is true. And people don't want to hear this part, right? Because, you know, God's, we over grace grace. We over grace grace, you know. And you know what? Unless you're on the other side of that door, God's silent. We need some God silent preaching. Because we think that he's just going to, you know, we think he's like how we, am I going to say this way? You know, the certain people, younger generation, they have a new way of raising kids. I just, you know, they kind of just let them do whatever they want. I hope nobody's offended. You know, we think God's like that. You know, you just go do what you want and then. And when you get in trouble, you just start crying to him. You're nowhere near the other side of the door. And God's supposed to answer you. And then when he doesn't, you say, well, God, you know, you got a beef with him. And actually, God's got the controversy with you. He got controversy with you. He looks like, I love you, but I still got controversy. Because you won't walk by faith. You won't go on this other side. See? So you don't go on that other side with self. It was self-interest, you know. Self-interest got to get dropped. And then God said, now I can get you out there. You know, Pastor, I didn't forget Pastor Rod's dream. She dreamed that there was this big, wide pasture. Big, wide pasture. Thank you, Coyle. It's a wide pasture. And then in the middle of the pasture was a table, right? She told that to us. And she said, I guess you dreamed it some time back. But it just reminded me of the kingdom of God, right? You know, before you get out of the natural realm, it's like you're in clutter, dirt and sand with all of this. As soon as you get in the spirit gets released. You're like in this big open field. Where everything's possible now. And there's a table set there in the middle of the field that was in her dream. And then you start to eat of the bread of life, right? And so this morning, God's trying to get us over. You know, people say, well, what's the open, you know, why God finally opened heaven to us? Well, it's been open since the cross and the resurrection. It's just that flesh and blood can't enter into the kingdom of God. So here God starts to open up in our understanding to the kingdom, and it starts to be an open heaven. You start to see what was already there. An open heaven was already there, right? So flesh and blood can't enter the kingdom of God. So we start learning that. It's a hard lesson. It's a very hard lesson. Because you keep trying, we keep trying to do it on our own, don't we? We keep trying. We keep trying in our natural man to do spiritual things that never will happen. Eventually, and this is really what's happening at PWM, the spirit gets released. Eventually, we're convincing Rob that was still your flesh. And the more we see it, the more we stop trying to do it in ourselves, and we say, Holy Spirit, my strength is nothing. And we get more in the spirit with it. And we get more in the spirit with it. And we get more in the spirit with it. And then we start to get into that open field, and we can start birthing things of heaven and things of the spirit. And then prayers start getting answered and healing starts to come, and not just by natural touch, but spiritual touch. And then the body follows. we begin seeking first the kingdom. We begin seeking. See, when this happens, we start seeking first the kingdom. Because otherwise, we still seek things in the natural. We still seek a natural way. And so God's saying, okay, stop seeking the natural. Seek first the kingdom. Because first, we firstly seek our own interest. J.R., we got to seek the kingdom. God, what's your will? What's your will about this? I dropped mine. We were ministering last night to City of God, and we start to get in the flesh with things and how to get things done. And we think we're really doing God a favor, and we think we're really trying to, the pressure comes, and we start doing things, but they're not of God. The door's closed. Flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Flesh and blood, right? So if it's not working, God, am I really in the spirit with this? Or am I in the natural still? Holy Spirit, I'm going to seek you for a higher way, right? And listen, we're going to keep praying for Shelly until the cells are circular instead of circular. We're going to get in the spirit with this thing. See, this is our challenge. Can we get in the spirit? It's not a challenge about God's will. It's a challenge. Can we get in the spirit and get Shelly completely whole? This is the voice of heaven for us. This is the voice of heaven. I want her completely sick, less. Completely. Completely sickless. I want Shelly completely sick. So this is how you got to pray. This is how you got to pray. This is how you got to pray that she becomes completely sick. Let's come on. Let's put her hands on her. You. Completely sickless, right? You got to pray that for her. You got to pray that and from the bottom of your heart, completely sickless. No disease. And see, one of the reasons that I'm pointing, she's probably the worst case amongst us. So if we can believe heaven for that, mm-hmm. it's going to flow down through the house, right? Mm-hmm. But we have to be together on it. Mm-hmm. You're a big part of that. You're a big part of that, right? Because, when heaven, don't take your hands off of her. When heaven gets together, Shelly comes before all of us. Mm-hmm. Love puts the other person first, right? Love, that's only when you get into the spirit realm. Shelly's got to be healed. Shelly's got to be healed, right? Shelly's got to be healed. Shelly's got to be healed, right? No more sickness and disease amongst us, right? Once we get on the other side of the door, there's a new field. There's a whole new way of thinking. There's revelation there. There's confirmation there. There's assurance over there. There's whatever I pray for, I get. That's on the other side of the door. Whatever you ask me, I'll give it to you. If we're praying on the wrong side, it's still doubt and unbelief and still some maybe this, maybe that. As soon as we catch the higher land, the mind changes. See, we start getting the mind of Christ. We start getting the mind of Christ. So this morning, we're getting the mind of Christ for Shelly. Can we say amen together?
Amen.
People, see, his God ministering to us. We got to get off the earth, Mike. I'm going to hit Mike in the head. We got to get off the earth with this stuff, guys. I don't want nothing of the earth anymore.
Nothing.
I want nothing of the earth anymore. It doesn't fulfill it for me. I want something higher than the earth. And really, that's why you got to want something higher than this world. This is what the Holy Spirit puts inside you. He's been resurrected, and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. And guess what? Away from the earth, and guess who's resurrected with him? We want to be higher than this world. It's not. See, if we're still wanting the world, we can't get healing. You want the world? Get the world to heal you. You understand? And they can't. But we want something higher than this world that will heal every devil and push every devil out. But you got to want something higher. You got to want something on the other side of that door that man has not thought of. Right? Christian said, you know, it's got to be past what you think. Right? And so we're going higher than the world. We're going higher than the world. We got to push you up, right? Roz was ministering, got our ears toward heaven, not toward the earth anymore. It's toward heaven. Heaven is saying, okay, that's no more disease for her. That's heaven's verdict on it. That's at the throne's verdict on it. It's not a matter of God's will. It's not a matter of, you know, where she is in life, whatever, whatever. It's a matter of he come into my midst, and I'll heal every sickness and every disease, and I'll destroy all the works of the enemy, not only in her body, but in her mind. Any doubt and unbelief, right? So here's heaven trying to cure us of all our doubt and unbelief. Because if we believe, nothing's impossible to him that believe, right? Come on. Come on, we're all going to get it together. You do it too. We're not spectating. We're getting cancer out. We're getting death out. If it's got death in it, then it's got to go. If it's in the death is in our mind, right? There's death in people's mind. Some people worry themselves to death. It's all because you're in the wrong realm. So God enlightens us to the new creation. So there's an open field here now. You know who knew about the open field? Y'all stay on that thing, man. Because see, it's got to go. This is what David meant in Psalms 23. This is exactly what he meant in Psalm 23, right? You make me lie down. This is not in green pastures. This is not like romantic, you know, talking. This is like I'm in another realm. I got past the door before he showed up on the earth, by the way. That's what's so powerful about this. You could have got the door back before in the BC, before the AD. He was there. He was always there. Listen, he created this whole thing. It's all in him and by him and for him. He created the whole thing. So as soon as Adam fell, the door was right there. He can go right back in the door. Cain says, I don't want it. Abel said, I'll take it. But he was there. It's like he's there February the 4th of this. The door's there. The door's there. That's why you're dreaming. I want you to dream about the door and what's in the spirit. I saw open door. No man can shut it, right? No man can shut it. But I'm taking you through this morning, right? I'm taking you through this morning. Every devil got to flow because he came to destroy all the works of the devil. But it's always in the spirit. It's always on the door is closed to the natural, but the spirit is wide open. He make me to lie down on the other side of that door in green pastures. Look, Ross, he set us a table right in those green pastures. That's why your dream, he set a table, right? I won't fear nothing. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, no fear there. Because I'm seeing a different place. I'm seeing milk and honey. I'm seeing diseaselessness. This is the victory that overcome the world. I'm on the other side of that door. My faith is always on the other side of that door. Tomorrow morning, Geraldine will be on the other side of that door. Tomorrow morning, Brenda will be on the other side of the door. It doesn't matter what problem is happening. It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. My faith is on the other. See, when he split the veil, he said, I'm splitting the veil. I'm just not forgiving your sins. I'm splitting the veil. I'm taking the veil of the flesh down so you can go on the other side and start to see the newness of life. Oh, there's no more disease. Right, JR? Right, JR? There's no more disease over there. There's no more disease. Who was that meant for? That was meant for Shelly today. Y'all stay on. Right? So his God this morning, Pastor Mike, his God this morning, pushing out doubt. Pushing out doubt, right? Because I know the natural man keeps saying, you know what? It's been this many years, and she's been in the hospital, da-da-da. Who, you know? But have we got in the spirit yet? The world's waiting for us. The world's waiting for us. Right now, they're saying, y'all think like we do. Y'all can't help me. Like the lady said, I ain't going back. Come on. I know how y'all are. But right? But here's a joy. God's raising up a different kind of house. Who are on the other side. Who are on the other side. Who are walking, knowing what grows green pastures are like. You know. With his rod, his staff, you know. Thank you for doing that. There's got to be healing. There's got to be healing or we don't have a kingdom. There's got to be healing. You know, if it's one thing, you know, the Lord, don't let us go out without seeing some manifestations of this stuff. Let your name be glorified this way. I mean, obviously it's not everything, but it's got to be healing. I'm telling you right now, it's everything to Shelly. I know, first of all, we love the Lord with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. But, you know, healing is a big deal. You don't, we don't have to, she can tell you some pain stories. God cares about that part. He took those stripes to get us on the other side of the door. So that we can stay well and then get other people well and know of his glory and his love. Let's not let healing slide. Let's not let healing slide. Somebody says, it might be his will. It's not his will. You know, if we go by that, then it must be his will for 98% of the people to stay sick because we only see a few healings. Mm-hmm. Come on, that's not love. We're breaking down strongholds in the mind first, then we're breaking them down in the body. That healing's children's bread. It belongs to us. Amen? Okay. Oh, okay, so that's good, JR and Chantel. I know y'all don't want to take your hands off of it. Thank you. You say you weren't finished. Well, stay down there. I can't get back up. Got it? All right. Let's just do this together. I mean, we're just doing this together. You know, Pastor Ross said, don't let that healing get by you. And when she said it, like the Lord said it to me, don't you let that healing get by you. Because I want to do this thing. Can you sit next to your mom? Can you move up next to your mom?
Oh, Lord.
Great day. I didn't even realize it. That's too deep. I want you to put your hands on her too. Yeah. There has to be the spiritual life of healing amongst us. It won't come by naturalness. And I know we all have to grow and things like that, but this is sort of part of the growth process, which is to get unbelief out of our minds about it. Somebody said, I have my natural reasons about it, but that's not the spirit, that's not the mind of Christ, you know. He wants to keep us well. And get us well and keep us well. So I'm trying to be in the spirit, but with everything I say to, you know, I sense that she needs to sit by her mom. I didn't know anything about the red and black or anything like that. I didn't even pick that up. Yeah, maybe we need to get her over there. The Ross got on red and black, you know. Let's care for one another. But even, you know, that's got to be in the spirit too, right? That's got to be in the spirit. And I'm probably going to end it with this. You know, I think, you know, caring for one another has to be in the spirit. In other words, I got to know you by the spirit. Because if I just know Randy by the flesh, I'll give up on her. Right? Randy's like, no. If I just know about the flesh, I'm going to give up on it, because, you know, you can look at people and say, oh, my goodness, or be around them and say, oh, my goodness, Bernadine has 1,000 faults. That's just an example. And Rainey is just like full of, you know, you want to say, ask Rob about it, you know. I'm getting out. I know it. Right? JR has 1,000 faults. But down inside of him is a little bit of Christ. And the scripture says, don't know any man by the flesh, know him by the spirit. Even if it's that little teeny bit, even if 95% of their life is flesh. But you see a little lining of spirit in there, that's what you identify with. You start to sprout. Because that spirit can sprout. Mm-hmm. So here's her body. There's 98% of their body under pain. But there can be that sprout of the spirit in there that brings healing. That we just got to follow the healing part of it. And let that grow, right? Just because it doesn't manifest right away doesn't mean anything. It's the spirit of healing gets down in there. It starts to take root, it'll drive out all disease and death. It'll drive it all out. It'll drive it all out. It's just that we get a little bit and then we give up on it. Or we don't know what the spirit looks like, right? See? She's got to be well. So she gets a little bit of sprout of healing of the spirit in there, and then here come the doubters and haters to drown that back out. Mm-hmm. Don't listen to them. Mm-hmm. Right? Because this is what happened last week. This is what happened. I shouldn't have said last week. This is what happened to Shelly recently. Somebody came in and said, I know why you're not healed. Because you're not da 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 da. Squashing. Mm-hmm. Squashing. You know, thank God Rocky didn't let that happen to Jane. I'm not going to let y'all in that room. I'm not going to let y'all. I want my husband. I don't want church. That church will kill you. See, JR, we got to know each other by the Spirit. You got to recognize what's in her by the Spirit and love that. And let the rest of it, you know, love takes no account of a suffering wrong. Too many times we try to have unity on the basis of the flesh, right? And then when there's trouble, we all get together because we all try to tackle it together and we think we're in unity. But as soon as the trouble's over with, we go back to fight. Because we weren't really in unity in the spirit. It was just over the outward circumstances. So y'all follow me. So his mom putting spirit in you. His mom putting spirit in you. His mom saying, I saw an open door. And there was healing on the other side. Nothing but healing. Nothing but healing. And that's what she's going to pursue in your life. Today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. Healing's got to keep coming, right? Because it starts off like this. And it starts to balloon. Mom, I'm not so much in pain this week as I was last. But I sense a reality of health inside my spirit first. I'm in the spirit, Rob. I'm in the spirit about this. I'm in the spirit with this. I don't know how to explain it in words, but I'm in the spirit with my healing. I'm in the spirit with my situation. I can't explain to you, but, you know, I was worrying at first, but now I'm in the spirit about it, and the worry's gone away, and I sense a whole new realm of reality coming into me. Can we get in the spirit together? You know, these things are past words. I can't, you know, some of it you just can't explain. But there's a reality. You know, life is not just what you see with your eyes. There's a whole nother, there's a spirit to life. There's a revelation to life. There's a whole new piece that Jesus introduced that he said, now come follow me into the new order. And I'm going to give you dreams about it. I'm going to give you visions about it. The Bible's full of it, but we still read the Bible in the natural, you know. Can you feel it right there? Can you sense it right there? There's a reality going on. Come on, come on back over here. Come on. I know, I know. I can feel it. I know. I can tell. Because see, really, well, see, what happens is her gifting starts to and the spirit starts to start to move too. We got to get her healed, see. We got to get out of the natural into the supernatural, right? This is the church of God. This is the kingdom of God. There cannot be sickness and disease amongst us. You know, I don't care if it takes us 50 years to get it and it doesn't manifest to the next generation. It's got to start somewhere. We're really deceived if we think it's supposed to all happen at once. It's got to happen over and as we grow, as we get into the newness of it all, it happens gradually, you know, where there's more of Christ than it is of us. It's more Christ than there are of us. And healing is the children's bread. And no matter how weak you are, spirit will take and give you strength. Matter of fact, sometimes your weakness is what you need. So he can prove to you and give you life and give it to you more abundantly. I'm going to give you healing and give it to you more abundantly. It applies. It applies. You know, disease, you know, sickness is broken down in the body. You know, sickness is broken down in the body. Sickness is broken down in the body. Worse of health, Rob. Worse of health, Rob. Sickness is broken down in the body. Pain, things like that start to disintegrate. Because we're on the other side. It's the opposite law. You see, and on this side of the door, it's death, destruction, deterioration. You go down, down, down until you finally die. On this side, there's no death. You keep going up. Sickness disappears. Mm-hmm. You go up and you live forever. Mm-hmm. You understand? It's the opposite law. Mm-hmm. On this side, the spirit takes you a higher way. But then he takes care of your spirit, and then he takes care of your body, and he takes care of where you live, and he takes care of what your food, shoes you put on your feet, he takes care of what you eat, he takes care of making sure you have this, that, but it all starts with your spirit, man. Picking it up in the spirit. Oh, I don't have to worry. I got treasures you know not of. I got meat you know not of. I got healing that the world knows not of. Right? So look, you say I don't have the full revelation on healing, but let's do what we got. You know, let's not just let her fall off the wagon of life. Let's jump in it with her. Let's jump in it with her. You know, I guarantee you this right here, Burnett. I wasn't going to talk about this today. Shelly, not sitting in that hospital saying, you know, God, I know it's your will for me to be sick. I guarantee you she ain't sitting up there. I guarantee you when you get sick. I guarantee you you go to Matthew chapter 8:17 and say, he took my infirmities and bare my sickness. Stay down there. Okay. rebuke me. I don't care. See, we think differently when we start getting religious. Now when we start saying, well, maybe this, you know. No, if you're sick, you're saying, your first cry. Because sickness is not, that is ugly stuff. Ain't that not come from heaven? Right? Right, Shelly? Right, Shelly? I know. God, this got to go. This got to go. Mm-hmm. We agree with you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We agree with you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're not fighting you. Mm-hmm. We agree with you and God.
Come on now.
He's got healing in his wings. I'm telling you. He got healing in his wings. So it's not like, you know, he gets surrounded and flutter. He can't stop the healing from flowing. Stuff got to get flushed out. So I started out talking about, you know, if you haven't been loving the door, you think another way. You think a carnal, natural way. And Jesus said, fall in love with me and you're going to see. I've been trying to heal you all the time. But too much of self stuck in there. Right? We got a whole new order we got to deal with. Raquel, come on. We got a whole new order. Put your hand on the head because we all going to do this. We're going to get this done. Right? Because it's all our responsibility, Brenda. I say if we tear down the devil's stronghold in Shelly,
oh,
he's going to be hot mad. I mean, hot mad. Because I thought I had that one. You know, this is terminal, right? In his mind. And he's trying to put it in our mind. Y'all know y'all don't need to pray for her. That's, you know, just kind of, you know, sometimes God. They got a little draw with it. Sometimes God, you know. Knows the flowers he wants to pluck up or whatever. No, sir. We got to tell him no. No, sir. We got to tell him no. I mean, we got to mean it. We can't be a little fluffy with it. Right? B, if it take day and night, we get this thing done. It's health for the nation. The trees, the leaves on the trees are for the healing of the nation. There's healing inside these ladies around her because they're the leaves on the tree. They're the leaves on the tree of life. He's the root of the tree. They're the leaves of the tree. They got his same nature, his same healing nature. That's why God's bringing heaven to earth in that lady right there. Because there's leaves right here. These are leaves. The fabric of heavenly life. I tell you, the world's waiting. The world's waiting. The world's waiting. I need to find churchdom that with the reality of heaven in them. And healings will flow like water. Let's get started on it. Let's get started. Thanks, Brandon. Keep taking pictures. Let's get started on it. B, let's get started on it. Forget about natural reasonings about it. I don't care if we're smart as a whatever. Don't mean we're God smart. If we got to get educated in the spirit about this, we sickness and disease fly away. You pray it Monday. Cheryl, you pray it Tuesday. Quilla, you pray it Wednesday. Bernadine, you pray it Thursday. Robert, you pray it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Let's get her off of that sick bed. And Jesus never left anybody on no sick bed. She's been in the hospital too many times for too many years. And the body of Christ right here. The body of Christ right here. I remember when my uncle died and I, you know, I loved him so much, and just to see him cancer eat him up, I went home and cried because I didn't have the stuff in me. I mean, I had doctrinal teaching about it, but I didn't have the stuff in me to get anything done in this life. I say, let's attack this thing, man. You know, let's get it done. Let's not kowtow to the devil in the area of disease. It takes the grace of the Spirit to start challenging the works of the enemy. Oh, yeah, he's going to be mad. But we're growing. Chantel, we're pushing past the darkness of our minds and our too much self-concern instead of God's concerns. We're pushing past that. The weak is saying, I'm strong in his healing virtue. Come on, Joy. Come on, Joy. Let's do this. Come on, Joy. Amen. Yes, right. Is anybody's hands hot? Anybody's hands hot? You're hot all over. Anybody else's hands are hot? If your hands are hot, you got to come up here. Yeah, we got to come up here if your hands are hot, because we got to get this done. We got to get this done. If your hands are hot, so this is not like a regular service, right? This is whatever he wants to get done. And so that's kind of what the Lord's just like, somebody's hands are hot. Mm-hmm. There you go. Mm-hmm. Don't let her go. We're covering her with the blood. All the manifestations of the works of darkness have to be blown away, especially in our midst, especially in this family right here, right? God's trying to establish his presence in his kingdom here, maybe like, you know, none other that we've experienced. So, Lord, we thank you for the healing balm, the glory of God.
That she's going to be healed completely. Mm-hmm. And he chose her for my daughter.
Amen. Good stuff.
Because there are going to be things I'm not going to be able to teach her that she is. Right. And so when he told me that, he showed me a new her. Mm-hmm. And it was Shelly, but it wasn't Shelly.
Amen.
We're worrying about Shelly, but he's already working in her and Amen. Doing in her, because she has so much more that she has to share with all of us, but especially the children.
Amen. Amen.
And to a pastor, she's been sick a long time, and she's been waiting for us.
Right. Good.
To come, good. You know, and rain down on good. Her. This is God's good. Mercy.
Good.
That's raining down on us and giving us
that's good.
The time to pray with her, to heal
good.
Her.
That's good. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Sometimes we block our healing for others because we're so concerned
about ourselves. That's exactly what I'm talking about. That no angels think about nobody but the other angel. They don't have no self-concern. Brennette, would you come? Would you? I can tell something going on there. With Dre, we got to do this, right? Dre in here? Yeah, we got to do this. See, a part of healing is the love, right? The love y'all showing. Healing comes through compassion and love, right? She feels the concern y'all have for her. And the Lord breaks through that, uses that concern and compassion to bring his healing virtue in, right? He had compassion and healed the sick. Okay. She feels the concern. She feels BJ's concern on her back. She feels Chantel's concern. She feels the anointing from Brennette. She feels the body cares for me. Healing, love and healing, faith and healing. Rob, will you pray too, Rob? Thank you, Rob. Grab that right leg, Rob. Grab that right leg, Rob. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. We get that knee straight, too, while we're in there. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm taking care of business a little bit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to get Rob that mic. Get Rob that mic and let him pray out loud. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Yes, Father, bring that healing, Father. That it's already here, Father. Send us, Lord. Father, dismiss that doubt and unbelief out of all of us right now, Father. Show us that mystery, Father. Release, right. Unleash right. that right. mystery right. in us,
right.
Father.
Right, 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 right.
Father, let us all feel it, Father. Let us all sense, Lord, what you're talking about, Lord. Let us leave this world in our minds, Father, our earthly minds, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, Father, let your compassion and your mercy come, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, fill this place, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Fill this atmosphere with you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
With your love, Father. Oh, Lord, let us feel it, Lord. Let us all come in one accord, Father,
right.
and release, Father,
right.
that healing, Lord, that you're talking about, Lord,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
not
Jesus.
The earthly healing, yes, Father. Yes. Oh, Father, you said there's a wisdom, Lord, that the world knows nothing about,
wow.
Father.
Right.
Let us sense that healing right now, Father.
Yes,
let us go beyond thank that door, Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Yes,
and, Father, let it penetrate into Shelly right now, Father. Let it penetrate into her, Father, in her mind and her heart, Father. Let it open, burst her heart and her mind open with your power, Lord. With your understanding, Father. Your living understanding, Father. That mystery, Lord. Let it be unveiled right now in her body, Father. In her mind and her heart, Lord.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Oh, Father,
yes,
let the yes, understanding, yes, Father, yes, open
yes,
up, Father.
Yes, yes.
That new man, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, move her soul out of the way, Lord.
Yes, 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 yes.
Let that will and emotion disperse right now. Move it out of the way, Father.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Father, move it out of the way, Father, and let the Spirit just come, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Open up her, Father. Open her up, Father. Open her up, Father. Don't let it be hidden, Lord. Open it up right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Father, let that blood come down, Lord, and touch her right now, Father. Oh, Lord, heal her heart. Heal her mind, Father. Heal her understanding. Thank you, Father. Thank you so much, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let us all in one accord right now, Father. Yes, Lord. Let us all in one accord right now, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, healing, Lord, healing. Let living come. Let living, the life of living, the life of living, the resurrection, the resurrection. Oh, yes, the resurrection. The other side of the cross. Oh, let it come right now, Father. Let us see it, Father. Let us see it clearly, the other side of the cross, Lord. Oh, we live too long, Lord, beyond, Father, beyond, Lord. No more, Lord. No more, Father. Oh, come right now, Father. Let your word, Father, penetrate our minds right now, Father, and our hearts right now. Let your word, Father, let your word, Father, open it up, Father. Let your word come. Let your kingdom, Father, let your kingdom be established right now in our minds and in our hearts, Father. Let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth, Lord, as it is in heaven. Thank you, Father. Let heaven come, Father. Let us see heaven right now, Father. Oh, Lord, let your power of heaven right now, Father, intervene right now. Oh, Lord, we just thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you for your healing, Father. Thank you for that healing power, Lord. Thank you for your healing power, Father. Thank you, Lord, from this day forth, Lord. Let us walk around and just look at your power. Look at your love displayed, Father, in this world, Father. Let us walk around, Father, and let people see your love displayed in us, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Father. Let your people see it, Father. Oh, and let it draw people to you, Lord. Draw them to you, Father. Oh, we thank you, Father, for this testimony today, Father. Let it be a memorable testimony, Father, we never forget, Lord. Your will, your life, life has come, life has come. Right now, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. We experience life today, Lord. thank you, Father. We experience life. Open up our eyes, Lord. Everybody open up their eyes and see what the Lord wants us to see right now in Jesus' name. Open your eyes right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. A renewed spirit today, Father. Thank you, Lord. The fire of heaven, Lord, has touched you today, Shirley. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We have a resident physician. We have a resident physician. He's in the house. He's in the house. He's a resident physician. He's in the house. He's a resident physician. He's in the house. He's in the house in the spirit. He's in the house right now. He's alive. He's alive. He has his healing instruments. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
It's a good day today.
Yes, sir.
It's a good day.
Yes, sir.
Every day is a good day.
Yes, sir.
The spirit of darkness will not invade our good day. Never, never again. Every day is a great day. Every meal is a feast. Every day is a good day. The spirit of darkness will not invade our good day again. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Every meal is a feast. Healing is in the bread on the table. Yes. 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 We love you, Jesus. 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 Nobody can do us this way. Nobody can do us this way. Nobody can do us this way. We don't love anybody like we love you. We don't love anybody like we love you. Nobody can do us this way. Darkness has been overcome. We're going beyond the physics of natural life into the spirit. Beyond the physics of natural life into the spirit. There's resurrection and hope and life in Jesus' name. The flesh has been curtailed. The flesh has been curtailed. We walk by the Spirit and by His glory. Longer. Let's stay with it a little bit 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 longer. There's a quickening taking place in our life. Darkness is being removed.
So in the beginning, when you begin to call people to come and lay hands on Shelley, I saw them. I saw them giving Shelley courage and strength. Mm-hmm. And Shelley came out boxing. It's like she was just boxing and fighting for dear life. I saw her legs being kicked up and her hands and everything. Then all of a sudden, I saw Shelley go back in into the people. It's like the people just covered her again to give her more strength. But what they did was undress her. They took all of her clothes off. It was like her mind was being removed. Her soul was being removed. And they stripped her. She got naked. And when they finished undressing her, she went back up. And when she came back out of the group, I saw the Holy Spirit grabbing hold of her and endowing her, just endowing her with His energy. It was like a lot of energy just flooding her body, a lot of energy, a lot of energy, a lot of energy. And then I saw her lying down again. It's like God wanted brand new, brand new. But this is one thing. I saw Adam. It's like the first man. It's first man. And he took out a rib. And the rib was put back into Shelley. It was like brand new, brand new. It was different. No more the Shelley that it was before, but it was before the darkness hit the world.
Great day.
And Shelley came out.
Great day, we up there.
With light.
Thank you, Jesus.
With light. And she began to jump around in the light. No care, no nothing, no care. Just her and God. Her and God walking
Jesus,
the garden together.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Her and God.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 We're the place of elevation. reality. The new light is dawning on us. Those who sat in darkness, he said, will see great light. We're starting to see greater light now. We're starting to see greater light past the natural into the spirit and the heavenly. The dove is resting on us. We thank you, Lord. 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 Okay, one more person, Bernadine, can you come grab her right shoulder from behind next to BJ? Can you let her by B, or are you going to go the other way? Let's just do this. It's coming. Healing's coming. There you go. There we go. There we go. Resurrection. 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 She's growing. We're all growing. You understand? We're all growing. It's all a spiritual exercise. You're learning what it is to get in the spirit, right? We're learning to grow. Thank God we don't have any visitors. But we need it.
The whole time that I've been praying, I've been overheating, and it just felt like a surge of energy in my body, started shaking. Right. And that's why I had to take a time out, because I thought I was going to pass out, because it was just so...
Yeah. We're learning. We're learning.
And we're learning. Like at first, when you first called me, I couldn't pray at first.
Okay.
And I had to pray to God to unblock my mind. Mm-hmm. And then once I did that, it started flowing through. And it wasn't, you know, what's going on today is unbelievable.
Yeah, it is.
I can't even, my body is still surging from energy. You know, I don't know if anybody understands what I'm saying.
We know. We got you. We got you. All right, anybody else before I let them go? Pastor Mike.
Right when you were speaking about the door, I had a vision of Shelly came up behind that door, and I saw this big old huge tank, and it was full of blood. And I thought it was machines hooking up to her body. But now I understand what it is. It was the hands. When you start calling all these people up, that's the tank. So y'all hands is that connection to. So when you were saying, Pastor Cheryl, when you were saying that about the power, you know, the substance coming in, that's what's happening to her. There's been a release inside of her from heaven. Jesus' blood. It's giving her new blood. That's the newness. So y'all hands is connected to the blood of heaven, because we're on the other side of the door. So the life that y'all praying and speaking is from eternity.
Pastor Cheryl said about Adam and the rib.
Right.
That confirmed.
Right.
Pastor Jerry and Dion. When I first got here, I think I got it from Pastor Jerry. I'm crazy enough to believe that you got new DNA. Mm-hmm. So when she said Adam from the beginning, that new DNA, new blood. When you said the blood, the tainted blood is gone. Mm-hmm. What is dialysis? They take the blood out, mm-hmm. filter it, and put it back. Mm-hmm. When she's new Adams, the old Adam before the fall, So you ain't got nothing on Eve.
Amen. Amen to that.
It was some time back that I had talked to Pastor Mike about a dream that I had about Jesus when he died on the cross, and how his blood flowed through the land mm-hmm. to heal the land.
Yeah, that's what
and that's just what's happening with us now.
Right.
You know, his blood.
Putting medical science at a wonder. Yeah. Amen.
When I went to the cross, our blood was intertwining with his blood.
Right.
His blood was coming as he was being whipped, and his blood was coming into me, and vice versa. And it's just saying, his blood is already in her.
Amen.
Amen. You know, he's gone to the cross to take that sickle to the cross. Amen. He's taking it to the throne and then giving it back to her.
Good. Right. Faith makes it now, right? You're getting past the physics of life into the spirit. Amen. Okay, one more prayer. Brunette, pray, and we'll close after you pray.
I just wanted to say, when Pastor called me to come over here, and he was saying a burning in your hands, I didn't have the burning in my hands, but I had the burning in my heart. And that's why when I came over here, I immediately had to put my hand on your heart. Because there's no more overload going on, okay? There's no more weight coming on you. There's none of that anymore. No more fluid. No more extra stuff. Mm-mm. It's got to go. And it is gone. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We believe that. We confirm that. In Jesus' name. Father God, we just thank you. Thank you for allowing us to be obedient, to come over here and do what needs to be done, Father God. We love you, and we know that it's already wrapped up. We're just walking it out. We're just walking it out, Father God. We know the healing has already taken place. It's not taking place, but it has already taken place. So we're just walking it out, Father God. We're just walking it out, Father God. We thank you for this. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this just precious time to be with you, Father God, and to surround our sister, Father God. We thank you for this. We thank you for this in Jesus' name.
God bless you. Amen. Amen. That's good. That's good. I know she don't want you to get your hands off of her. That's good. That's good. So you can keep it while I close it. You can keep it. So, so here's what we're doing. We're starting to see ourselves going through the door to the reality of the true inheritance of the body of Christ. And we're just looking to apply that, you know. Certainly we're not perfect at it or whatever, but we see what we see and we know what we know, and then we follow that. Instead of the natural, instead of the flesh, instead of the soulish, we follow the spirit, and the spirit says she's healed. So we follow that, right? We follow that from the beginning to the fruition, period. And not only in that area, this area, or that area, or wherever, just we walk in the spirit. We're learning. This is a good way to learn. Hands on. There you go. You know, here's the time that I wish I had a problem, because I know there's a faith alive in the place that's going to push me past it, you know. Not that I don't have them, but you understand what I'm saying. Shelly, there's a manifestation of love and healing that's happening in your life. Let's stay on track with it. Amen? Amen. Pastor Glow is going to close in prayer.
Father God, we thank you for this afternoon. We thank you for your presence, Lord. We thank you for the spirit of healing that Pastor Roz brought up from the beginning of the service, Lord, that was in the house. You are in the house, Father God. And we just thank you for your healing virtue. We thank you for your healing virtue that's flowing not only to Shelley, but as Pastor Gary alluded, to anyone who will take a hold of that virtue right now. So, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for your love, your compassion, your goodness, Lord. We thank you, Father. We can express our appreciation and our gratitude and our love for what you're doing and for who you are. But we just bless you. We bless Shelley. We bless those that are praying for her. We thank you for the endurance from the beginning to the completion, Lord. We thank you for the endurance, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord, thank you for the faith that conquers all diseases. Thank you, Father, that you bring us into true health, the health of God. In Jesus' name, you all be blessed today. and go healed in Jesus' name. Amen.